Greetings and welcome to Beyond Salvation. I'm excited to have you here today, and I'm excited to see what we're going to learn about today. So I'm hoping that you are too. I'm glad you're here. Grab a cup of coffee and maybe a Bible and a pen. You might find something fun to write down. So let's get started. Greetings. I wanted to share something that I have been struggling with you. And I wanted to kind of talk it through so you can kind of see my process of where I am with it and how it's going. So I'm struggling with the truth. I've been struggling with it for a while. And what I mean by the truth is the things that pop in your head that put emotion or action or attitude or some kind of a back to something maybe somebody does or doesn't do, or maybe just a feeling that you have about things. And they're not always the truth. They're not always the truth. Sometimes in our mind, I know I do. I have complete discussions in my mind about, you know, like they're doing that because of this, or I make some reason. So we're putting, I do put emotion or motive behind someone's actions, but it's based on my own baggage or emotions. It's not based on theirs. It's based on the things that I grew up with. So for instance, my background, a lot of my decisions growing up as a child and the things that I did in life were fear-based. I was afraid of getting in trouble or afraid of somebody finding out or afraid of someone not liking me or afraid of, you know, the consequence, the natural consequence that would happen if I did that. So there's, fear was a big motivation, for me, still is to some degree. But I don't think that fear should be the motivating factor, right? But a lot of times I have to catch myself and go, where is that coming from, right? Is that the fear-based information or is that real? And so sometimes the fear of not being liked, the fear of people not wanting me around, all of those kinds of things keep jumping in. And I do know that as I was growing up, there were some people in my life who did tell me things about myself that were very negative and from their perspective. And what happened is then I agreed to those things, right? So if someone were to say to me that I looked stupid when I danced or whatever, right? If I agreed to that, then my brain picks up that message and that information, and then it keeps repeating and it gets on a loop, right? And then pretty soon I believe that I can't dance. And I agree with it. So then what happens is that I never dance again because they thought I looked stupid, or they, you know, and probably it was coming from them from some whole nother reason that they were saying it that had nothing to do with the fact that whether I could actually dance or not. They were just, you know, being mean or whatever that situation is from their point of view. Maybe it was a jealousy thing, or, you know, there's so many things it could be. So when I'm having these conversations in my mind, I'm trying to think as I'm going through them, you know, pushing away the thoughts that are negative or not godly thoughts. And, you know, sometimes honestly, the thoughts drive me a little crazy. Like, I can get wrapped up in those thoughts when I start focusing on them so much and thinking about them. And dwelling on them and trying to think, okay, you know, is this real or is this not? And so it's a challenge for me to remember that when those thoughts start popping in my head, to think, okay, is this real? Like, what's going on with it? And for me to go talk to somebody, if I have a feeling like that, is really hard for me to just to go up and say, hey, you know what, this is what I'm feeling. Is, you know, is that, you know, your intention? Or like, I can't, it's hard for me to do that because again, the fear creeps in and I don't want to be right. One, right. Or I don't want to hurt the other people's feelings. Or, you know, like sometimes it's just that I know that it's not real. And so I really don't feel like it's there is any good reason to talk to the person about it. Right. And so it can be a real struggle for me to find that balance. And there is a part of me that when I have disagreements with people, I feel a need to be right and to be justified. And so sometimes it can be hard for me to hear the other person and accept that other person's reality, right? Because we all know that we all have our own realities based on our own baggage that we carry along. Our experience is completely different. You can have 75 people at the same event and everyone will see it as a different event, right? Because they bring their own situation to it and they will see different parts and things depending on their personality and what things attract their vision and their attention. And so we can all see something different in the same situation. So I tend to push any disagreement or argument to the point of like, it can become escalated because I have to be right. Right. And so one of the things that I'm trying to do when I finally do decide that I really need to talk to somebody is to be very clear in the conversation as to this is what's going on in my head. Right. And I just want to touch base with you. And so that I do try to do that sometimes if I feel that there really is a need to do that. It's still really hard for me to do that because I need to allow the other person to be right. And that's hard because I always want to be right. So one thing in John 15:3 in the Bible says that no love is greater than this, that a man lay down his life for another. And that's Julie's paraphrase, not an exact quote. But that's true. And it doesn't necessarily mean that we lay our life down as in, you know, take a bullet for somebody, right? It can mean that. Sometimes it does mean that. Sometimes we do have to put ourselves in a position occasionally, right? And if you think of it in terms of Jesus, he did lay his life down for us, right? And so, yes, in a sense, that can be what it means. But I also think that it really means for us more to put ourselves aside, our wants, our needs, our desires, to put it aside for someone else. And I think as I have processed that and tried to think of that through, I really try to remember when I'm having those conversations. And it tends to be the closer the relationship, the harder it is for me to do this. But I think sometimes if I remember this before I have a conversation with someone, then it really helps me to put myself aside and allows me to not have to be right, to not have to be justified, to, you know, like, okay, you know, you can be right. It's kind of like when you're dating and you like romance movies and the other person likes suspense movies and you don't really care for suspense movies, but you go watch that suspense movie with them because you want to spend the time with them and you want to be with them and you want to hang out with them. And so you're putting your desires aside to go watch that movie with that person when that's not really ideal for you. And it wouldn't be your choice if you were just going to go watch a movie, but you're going to spend that time with them. So you're putting your desires aside to be able to spend that time with them. And it's the same thing to be able to hear someone. Sometimes we have to put our self, our predetermined thoughts and ideas and all of that stuff kind of aside and actually really listen to that person. And that can be really, really hard. So I'm working on that. And I'm working on, you know, not needing to be right all the time. That's definitely hard for me because, again, I think it has to do with past growing up and being feeling like I was being criticized for pretty much everything I did. And so it was really hard. It's hard for me to not want to be like, no, I want to be heard. And then even as an adult, being in abusive situations, you know, and you so want to be right. You're like, you know, you're right, but that person overpowers or overspeaks or, you know, whatever the situation is. And it's hard because you want to be heard. Like you want to be heard. You want people to know that you're right. And it's a really difficult thing to kind of then take that and back it down and go, okay, no, that is not the situation anymore. I am safe and it's okay for me to not be right. And it's okay for me to have an opinion that maybe it doesn't match that other person's opinion, right? And it doesn't mean that one is right and one is wrong. Even sometimes it can be, you're both right. You just have different ways of looking at it. And so that can be a challenge too. So one of the things that I have done to kind of help with this is I found some statements in a book called The Bondage Breaker by Neil T. Anderson. I love this book. It is really good. And I will put this on the show notes when I get done. It's a great book about basically breaking those bondages of those things. And in there's some statements that he has in there, and they're really great statements. And I'm not going to list them or anything. If you want to see what they are, look up the book. It's really great. Has some really good insights, but it has all these little statements with the verses in the Bible that, that line it up. And so what I do every day, most every day, I don't always get it done right, is I pick one and I focus on that. And so first thing I do is I read the scripture, I write out the scripture, and then I write out the statement. And sometimes the statement is in the scripture. Sometimes it is, you know, it said, but kind of paraphrased. But then what I do is throughout the day, I pray about that. So initially, when I first do it, I pray that God gives me the ability to see me in this or to see this in me. And then throughout the day, I will recite it again and pray over it again and ask that the Lord show me this in me or let me see this in me. And a lot of times I pray to see myself the way God sees me, because I think if we could see ourselves the way God sees us, we would be so much more gracious to us and each other. But that's one thing that I do, is to really ponder these thoughts, these positive thoughts, and to go through them and, you know, to get those things. Now I will caution, this book is great. There's a lot of other really great, lists of, positive affirmations and statements out there. Be very careful when you're choosing them though, because there are some things that are almost right, but not quite right. There's a lot of great statements out there that, that I hear and see, especially on social media and stuff these days, that they sound great. They really do. And, you know, for a baseline, sometimes, you know, that can be, but they leave out the scripture and Jesus and that kind of stuff. And it's all about me and I am and that kind of stuff. And so just be really careful that when you're doing these, you're doing something that leads you to Jesus. and not necessarily something that just leads you to self. And that's where it just can get a little, just be a little careful with that. So, but I do think that this list in the Bondage Breaker book is really a wonderful list to start with. And another thing to do is to actually just jump in the Bible, start reading things. And, you know, as you're reading through the Bible and something pops out at you, that's a statement that you have. I have one about freedom that I had found a few months ago that I go back to quite often and remember that I am free in Christ. Right. And so, it's a matter of finding the right ones, and just being cautious of the ones that are almost right. They're good to start with, but we really need the ones that are going to lead us to Jesus. So another step that I'm taking besides this daily or almost daily comment that I kind of keep in the forefront of my brain throughout the day is to pray. And of course, prayer is always the answer to everything, right? But the way I pray is a little bit different than how some people would pray. So I kind of want to share this a little bit with you too. But I actually ask God questions. And if you've never done this, it can feel a little weird. But it's also can be really freeing. And I will tell you that I do get answers sometimes with an audible voice. Sometimes it will be a call or a friend or a statement or a verse that'll pop up. Sometimes it'll be just in a feeling of peace. But I think it's good to ask God questions and to ask and to wait for those responses. And I think if we can learn to do that and settle in that, I think we can get a lot more closer to God and finding, you know, getting answers from Him than when we're always just praying requests. I hope that makes sense. And not to say that I'm any better than anybody else, because I'm certainly not. And I know there's a lot of people who pray this way and a lot of people who get really great responses from the Lord this way. And so this isn't me saying, you know, I'm wonderful because of this, but this is something that I have found that I love to hear from the Lord. And I think it really makes me feel special when I do hear those voices, because it doesn't happen all the time. But when I do hear those, I feel like, wow, God loved me that much today that He talked to me. Like, you know, that's exciting. And not everybody, He doesn't speak to everybody the same way. We're going to talk about that in another podcast coming up. But, you know, if that's a way that He talks to you, then ask Him the questions and let Him answer you. That is such an amazing thing. But I will ask just straight out, God, why do I feel this way? Why am I feeling this? Why do I feel hurt about this? What is causing this emotion? What is causing this feeling? Why, you know, why? What's making me see it this way? And then I'll wait a little bit and sometimes get an answer, sometimes not get an answer. But then the other question I will ask behind those is, what's the truth in this? A good friend of mine taught me that statement, and she, I love it because she will pray and she'll, and like, and I'll call her in one of my moments and I'll say, I don't understand why, you know, and I'll be going on and on, and she'll stop me and she'll say, okay, what's the truth in this? Right. And so it really started me to think, and she's actually the one, you know, she will tell me to, you know, ask the Lord, what's the truth in it? Right. And so I have started doing that. And I've asked God, like, what's the truth in this? Show me the truth in this. And so many times He'll show me that truth, which is totally not the way I saw it. Right? Because, and that's the thing, God knows, and He knows the motives of everybody involved, and He knows the truth in it. And so if we can trust that and learn to listen to that, I think that is an amazing step. And I find it so reassuring when I hear that voice. And it's just a funny sideline. One time, I felt like the Lord was asking me to do something. And, I don't know, it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up one morning, I was getting ready for work, and I was just kind of praying and everything. And I was just like, Lord, please just, you know, confirm that. Was that you that was speaking to me? Is this what you want for me? And at the funniest little thing, I just heard, my children know my voice. And I was like, okay. I really felt like, okay, that was just his way of saying, yeah, you knew, you heard me. So the other thing I do is then praise. So focusing on Jesus takes our mind off the negative things that we can tend to be stuck in. When we're thinking of those voices, that those negative voices, if I can put my mind on Jesus and praise, more often than not, a lot of that stuff will dissipate. I do want to add into this, if you are having super dark thoughts that are just too much for you, please reach out for help. I am not a licensed anything, doctor, counselor, any of those kinds of things. I'm just sharing with you some things that have helped me get my mind out of the dark places some days. And so this is a really, for me, this is something that I can do, and I can use this. I have in the past reached out for help to church leaders, to pastors, to people who do healing ministries, things like that. Even a licensed counselor, someone that you can trust, those people are there. And please, if your thoughts are too dark and too much for you to handle, please reach out and get the help that you deserve to get from those people. There's a lot of people that are willing to help you. And if you don't know someone, ask somebody at the church, because they'll be able to help you find somebody. Or you can always email me, and I will help you find somebody. There's never shame in asking for help. And if you actually can get the help and accept it and move forward, the rewards are amazing. I do want to leave you with a couple thoughts, though. First and foremost, God loves you. He loves you so much that he sent Jesus Christ to die for you. And yes, I said for you. And I want you to remember that, because, again, he laid his life down for you. You were also fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God, just the way God intended you to be. So keep those in mind. Those thoughts are true and truth, and you can stand on those. And you are free in the Lord. Have an amazing day. And look on the show notes for that book and some other information.